Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, come on in. Come on now. This word is forever settled in heaven. We're going in, we're going in, we're going in. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord just because he's worthy. He's worthy. Come on now, he is worthy. Come on now, lift your hands. Begin to give him praise. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise will continually be in my mouth. Just begin to bless the Lord. Come on now. Father, right now we declare and decree that this word, our glory, the seed of the word that shall go forth today. Good morning, Sister Michelle, shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that this word, it'll be because of the word. Father, not anything that we've done, but Father, because of the word. Father, you said that because of the word. Woo! Oh my God, because of the word, we receive the power to become the sons of God. Father, because of the word. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Come on, let your people know. But I want you to pray with me this morning. Amen and amen. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now, he's worthy, he's worthy. Come on, just begin to lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Open up your mouth and just begin to bless the Lord. Come on now, high glory. When you praise God, you give, you create a space for God to move. You create a space for God to intervene. You create a space for God to come down and join in. Woo, my God, the Bible says we're two or more shall gather together in my name. There I am in the midst. Oh, my God. When you begin to praise the name of God, you cause the angels, woo, the throne, all of heaven to begin to join in with you. High glory. Come on, I'm trying to get this in your spirit right now. Amen. Come on, now bless the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Come on now, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Father, we come against all sickness and disease. Father, you said by your stripes we were, past tense, healed. And Father, we declare and decree, oh God, that we are healed, spirit, soul, body, and financially, Lord God. Woo, my God, my God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we release ourselves from all guilt, condemnation, shame. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in our sonship. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. We are walking in our sonship. Come on now. Come on now. You got to get this today. If you don't get anything else, someone type, I'm a son of God. Come on now. Woo, come on now. I'm a son of God. Hey, glory. He kisha. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. You see, when you realize that you're a son of God, then your whole mentality is going to change. Amen and amen. Let me see what's going on here. I know that's been said. Yep. Let me see here what's going on here. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. I'm going to say it again. In the beginning was the word. Can I say that one more time? In the beginning was the word. I'm trying to see here what's going on here. Let me see here. Amen. making sure that everything's going to all my peeps here. Amen and amen. Let me make sure. Amen and amen. Let me see here. Yep, it should be going there. Dr. Donna. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, listen. Come on, grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Good morning, Brother Corey. Whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to this word. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. We thank you. Ooh, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as I'm praying, oh, my God, that I'm not praying as a servant. I'm not praying as a subservient, Father, but I'm praying as a son of God. And Father, you said, our glory to as many as received you the word, you gave them the power, your ability, your dunamis to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. So, Father, right now I declare and decree that this word shall go forth with clarity and understanding. This word shall go forth and fall on good ground and immediately bring harvest. Father, I declare and decree that this word, shall multiply and increase their season in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. Let's go to the Word. Now, listen, I want you guys to keep Prophet Tanya in prayer. She had to do, she was on call and had to do, duty with the kids last night where she works. So she's back there catching a deep sleep, and she's hearing the word subconsciously. Amen. So let's keep her in prayer. Amen. But listen, this is 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. I'm going to say it again. It's your season of multiplied and abundant grace. I want you to get this in your spirit, okay? It's your season of multiplied and abundant grace according to the word. Now, here's the key, okay? The season of multiplied and abundant grace. See, here's what you got to understand, that the grace of God is God's supernatural and spiritual empowerment on your life. It's not just unmerited favor, but it's his presence and power on your life to fulfill your purpose, okay? Your purpose is connected with grace. Your purpose is sustained by grace. See, when Paul was dealing with the thorn in his flesh, the Bible says that there was a thorn. Oh, come on. See, I'm going to have to do it now. See? Well, first of all, let's go here. Today, the 17th day of November, which is the 322nd day of the year. Amen. I was looking on. I had to check it out with my chat, with my AI. And I had to declare and find out, what is the spiritual, biblical, and prophetic significance of this day, and how does it connect to this season being your season of multiplied and abundant grace? And it says that, first of all, with it being November 17th, it says that the number 17 represents victory, overcoming, and completeness in grace. For example, on the 17th day on the seventh month, Noah's ark rested on Mount Ararat, marking the end of judgment and the beginning of renewal. Now, see, if you was watching last week, we understand that this is also a season that you are being restored to favor, restoration of favor. See, grace, yes, one of the definitions is unmerited favor. But first of all, God said, I will. He said, I will restore unto you all the years. Okay, so this is a season of restoration because you have to be restored before there can be before the abundant grace can be multiplied and increased. Okay, the resurrection of Jesus is associated with the number 17 as it signifies victory over death and sin. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. When you receive the power of this day in your life, you are going to be endued with power. He said, go and wait for the promise until you be endued with power. Oh, come on now. Oh, see, it's about to make sense. Spiritually, the number 17 reminds us of the triumph of God's abundant grace aligning with the year of 5785. Okay, the number 322 represents the number 3 plus 2 plus 2, which equals 7, which symbolizes divine perfection and spiritual connection. Oh, I wish. Are you with me today? Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Now, it also represents that there's an emphasis where God's sovereignty and his perfect timing is to bring about divine rest and restoration. Come on now. That's right, Sister Michelle, a transformation into a new. Come on now. See, when you understand that when you begin to activate, glory, when you begin to activate the transformation of the renewing of your mind with the word and the spiritual and prophetic and biblical connections of the word in your life, then it begins to transform, means being changed into another form. That's right. Let me see here. November is the 11th month, and the number 11 is associated with transition, divine alignment, and preparation for fulfillment. Oh, come on now. It signals a time to move from one season into the promises of the next, which corresponds prophetically to the abundance and multiplied grace of 5785. Okay? So listen, we're going to be dealing with that. Now, remember, I mentioned something right here. Come on now. Now, we're going to go to Brother Paul. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. This is all going to make sense, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, remember, as a son of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start. Well, it's verse 9, but we're going to start at verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Let your people know. Amen and amen. Glory. Come on now, let your people know. Where is Sister Missy this morning? Come on now. Come on now. Where is my peeps at today? My people that'll shout with me. Come on now. Come on now. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Once again, please share the broadcast. Amen and amen. Look at what it says. We're going to start at verse 7. And lest I should be exalted. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, I didn't type in here. Oh, I did, but I didn't send it. Here, there we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Check this out. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. Now, understand what Paul is saying is here. He said, because Paul had a different relationship. He had a different revelation of Jesus Christ. He wasn't there with the disciples when he was doing the miracles and going from city to city. He wasn't there when Jesus was crucified. He wasn't there. Okay, so he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance. Here we go. Abundance of revelation. This season is also going to be a season of abundant revelation of God in your life. Why? Because he has to reveal. Come on now. Revelation. Oh, come on now. Let's just look at this word revelation, okay? Revelation. And then we'll go back and look at abundance. It's the apocalypsis or the apocalypsis of God, which means, the disclosure of truth and instruction concerning of things unknown, the manifestation and the appearance, it's the disclosure of truth and instruction. It's the disclosure. So he says, now through the abundance, okay, through the abundance, okay, it's the hyperbole or the hyperbole of God. And that's where we get the phrase hyperbole. It means throwing beyond. It means superiority, excellence, preeminence, okay? Oh, come on now. What is the preeminence of God? Come on now. God's active involvement in your life. It's beyond measure. Here we go. Beyond all measure. Oh, come on now. Exceed. So he said that this, he says, unless I should be exalted above measure through, oh, come on now, through our glory, the what? Through the high glory, preeminent superiority, come on now, the throwing beyond, the exceeding and beyond all measure of revelation, the disclosure of truth. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Let me say it like this. Oh, come on now. Sister Michelle says this. Come on now. He says, it is not what it appears. He is continuing to work behind the scenes. Come on now. Someone better type it in. So he says, wait a minute. Unless I should, he said, he allowed. There was given unto me. In other words, God had to allow it. When you read about Job, Job was the most righteous person that walked on the earth. He was also at that time the wealthiest person that walked on the earth. But in order for God to give him more, God had to allow him to go through some training, some sparring with the enemy. How do we know? Because the Bible says God asked the devil, Lucifer, have you tried my servant Job? Come on, I'll get this. I want you to get this understanding. Nothing happens in your life unless God allows it. He doesn't cause disaster, but God has to allow. See, just like for some of y'all that watched the Netflix release of the Tyson fight, okay? Now listen, I know everyone has their opinion and this, that, and the other. Only thing I can say is, anytime, when you understand that God allows the enemy to challenge us in certain areas, because though we might be exalted above measure, we have to always stay what? In good training shape. Come on now. Woo! For this thing, I besought, or I sought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now, look at what the Lord says. And he said unto me, my grace, oh, come on now, is what? Sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect where? In weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ, he didn't say Jesus, he said the power of Christ may rest upon me. Someone type, rest upon me, it is so. Come on now. Rest upon me, it is so. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh my God. The favor of God, the spiritual condition of one governed by the power of divine grace. Come on now. Woo, my God. It's the merciful kindness of God exerting his holy influence, woo, upon our souls. Come on now. His holy influence. Come on now. And it strengthens and increases them in faith, knowledge, affection, kindles them to exercise their Christian values. Now, in other words, it's for purpose. See, it's for doing the divine purpose of God. And what you have to understand, this is why the enemy, come on now, works so hard to try to put smoke in your eyes. Come on now. Come on now. Here's another thing that my chat said about the season, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. It symbolizes renewed opportunities and the overflow of God's favor. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, declare, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now we're going to go there and read this in the new, in the King James Version. But this is also a Sabbath-like year. The themes of rest, multiplication, and fruitfulness point to the Sabbath principle. Okay, in Leviticus 25, it says, God provides in abundance for those who trust in him during seasons of renewal and restoration. Okay, Psalms 85 speaks to the restoration of grace. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Come on now. And it also echoes that the land, your life, the ministry, and purpose will yield multiplied fruitfulness. Okay, so here's where we are. So he says, and he said, oh my God. And I want to go because I want to read that in. Let me see here. Let me get rid of this here. What it says, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now remember, we are, you know, we're just getting to the prelude here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Because I want to give you understanding today, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at what it says. And this has to do with your seed time and harvest. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. Look at what it says. But this day, starting in verse 6, I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Remember, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Come on now. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he what? Purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And, which means Paul's not done talking. Remember, this is a time and season of multiplied revelation, revealed disclosures of truth. And God is able to make all grace. See, there's the power of all connected to the grace of God and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. He's able to make all grace what? Abound. Come on now. Woo, my God. See, we can't make this stuff up. When you understand that the power of 5785, your season of a multiplied and abundant grace, he's going to make. Okay, see? Okay, see, we got to go here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is my scripture here? Where is it? Let me see here. Romans chapter 5. Now let's go. Let's go to our one of the scriptures that the Lord gave us for this season. 5785. Romans chapter 5. Come on now. Romans chapter 5. We're going to start at about we're going to start verse 17 for time's sake. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and as of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, now remember, he was saying one piece, he's talking, Adam, by one man's offense, one man's sin, one man not following through with his purpose, fulfilling God's steps, he got outside of the path. Judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came. This is why grace comes from God, because you can't do anything to get grace. You were given grace. So come on now. For by what the free gift came upon all men unto justification. Verse 19. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Oh, come on now. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Come on now, someone type, it is so. See, when you understand this, see, I'm just reading the scriptures with you so that way you understand when you begin to grip this word and begin to get Romans chapter 5 and get 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 into your spirit. When you begin to receive the revealed disclosure of truth, the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. See, when you understand, when you receive the revelation or the disclosure of truth, now truth takes over. Woo, grace takes over. And it won't be by your power, but it'll be by the power of the Spirit of the living God. Come on, somebody give him praise. Come on now. We're going in. Hey, glory. Woo, glory. See, the devil didn't want you to get this morning, that you understand God's revealed disclosure of truth. Here, glory. He's revealing it. He's revealing it. When you allow, okay, with all you're getting, get understanding. It's when understanding is activated, his spiritual discernment. Okay, you don't make me go here. Okay, let's go here. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, okay, Proverbs chapter 4 says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all of your getting, get understanding. Why? Wisdom is the will of God, the word of God, the thoughts, the what to do. The understanding is the spiritual discernment and perception of God. It's the how to do it. Okay, when you understand, oh my God, see? When you understand, when the revelation, oh my God, the understanding is released. Now faith is activated. Now faith is. Oh, come on now. Woo! But faith can only be activated where there's understanding and grace. Come on. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Let me see here. The prophetic significance of 5785 in your life. Come on, we're going in. 5785, where God's unmerited favor flows in ways that bring exponential increase spiritually and materially. Isaiah 61:7 speaks of the double portion blessings. Instead of your share, you shall receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. When you come on now, see, that's the word. See, when you begin to get this, when you begin to receive the grace of God and begin to operate in his grace, now you activate all of heaven. You activate all that comes from heaven. Come on now. God's alignment. Number two, God's alignment with God's timing. Okay, November 17th, nears the end of the Gregorian year, but spiritually, it is a season of preparation for overflow as we align with God's purpose. It is a kairos moment. That's a Greek word. God's appointed time or a set time to receive divine strategies and walk in faith toward the multiplication of his promises. Oh, come on. And it's a connection to prophetic multiplication. John chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. The feeding of the 5,000 shows God's power to multiply what we place in his hands, ensuring nothing is wasted. The prophetic alignment for today, what you have sown in faith will be multiplied and overflow will bless others. Now, how do we apply this? Come on now. We activate faith for abundant grace, okay? You reflect on the areas where you need God's multiplied grace and submit them to him in faith. Declare over your life Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all of your need, and my God shall supply. Jehovah Jireh, and my God shall supply. He didn't say you try to go hustle and do something. If you ask him the truth, if you ask him to reveal, if you ask God to reveal what you need to do, and you receive it and begin to do it, now you activate his power. The preparation for overflow. Use this day as a moment to align your heart, plans, and action with God's purpose. Trust that even the small seeds of faith sown today will yield a harvest in alignment with the season of multiplied grace. And proclaim, it's also the power of your mouth. Remember that? Oh, come on now. Don't you forget this. A season of divine grace and completion. Amen. It's a season of renewal and new beginnings. The power of your mouth. This is a time to especially be mindful of the words you speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. And it'll also be a prophetic time of rest and preparation for greater works. So when you understand what God is doing in this season, come on now, somebody give him praise and just say, I receive it. It is so. In conclusion, November 17th, 2024 stands as a prophetic reminder of God's victorious grace, divine multiplication, and the perfect timing of his plans. In this season, this day serves as a call to faith, preparation, and trust in his overflowing provision. Embrace the day with expectation for supernatural multiplication and abundant grace to manifest in your life, ministry, business, families, and et cetera, and et cetera. Are you getting this today? Woo, somebody, come on now. Somebody give him praise. Come on now. That's right. That's right. So now, Let's get this, okay? You are a son of God. That means you, when you walk in his divine purpose that he gave to you at creation, and he says, and let us create Adam in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. The first thing God gives his children is his divine ruling authority, his dominion. He said, let them have dominion, okay? Then he comes back and says, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, okay? And God blessed them and said, the first two things are, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. The five key areas of the power of grace, multiplication and fruit. Come on now. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Genesis 1:28. Oh my God, you better get this in your spirit today. Because this is not only what God said he was going to do, but he spoke it as a prophetic commandment in our spiritual DNA. He says, and God blessed them. What is the blessing of the Lord? What is the blessing? What does it mean to be blessed? I'm glad you asked. Let me get my little, I want you to see this. The blessing of God is his supernatural empowerment and presence on your life to prosper and be successful. It was given to us, put in us, put on us in Genesis. So God created man in his own image and God blessed them. Verse 28, and Elohim said, be fruitful and multiply. And I'll come on out. So he empowered us. And then said, this empowerment should yield in five areas. My grace, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue it, and have dominion. Come on now. Woo, it don't get any plainer than that. So listen, we are going to activate this blessing of the Lord by doing what the word says. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The best ways to activate the blessing and the grace of God and God's favor on your life, he says, God loves a cheerful giver. Come on now. The first way that you can give into this ministry is through Restored Ministries International. You can use our PayPal. You can use your cell phone. And I'm just typing this in here. Or Instagram. You can use your cell phone and scan the little QR code right there. Amen. Let me type this correctly. Here we go. And you can use the PayPal. You could also use the Zelle and go from your banking app, Zelle, and go directly from your account straight into the ministry account by using our ministry Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. You can also use the church cash app at $RestoredMI and the website, okay? That's the first way, okay? That's getting your seed into the storehouse of God. But then he says in Ezekiel, he says, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, and the first of all, first fruits of all things, of every teruma, of all and every sort of teruma, shall be the priest. High glory. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, might speak the what? Blessing of the Lord. See? That he, oh, my God. See, I can't. Woo, my God, my God. The blessing of the Lord to rest in your house. So now, when you do this, our glory, by sowing into my cash app, because I am the priest and prophet over the ministry, when you use my cash app at $MD Bryant or my Zelle or my PayPal, now you're sowing seed that the mouth of the priest is open and God must honor the blessing coming out of the mouth of the priest. Come on now. It's called a prophet's reward. Come on now. When you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. So let's do the 5785 seed. Amen. 15785, 557. Listen, this is what you need to do to activate. See, you're doing the word. You're applying the seed time and harvest, and God puts his grace, his multiplied and abundant grace, to multiply the seed that you give. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So it's his seed anyway. But when you give it back to him, and now when you do it according to the word, now God multiplies what he already gave you that's already his. Oh, I can't make. Okay. Come on, I'll lift your hands. Father, right now, I thank you that according to your word, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back unto our bosom. Father, I declare and decree, according to your word, multiply, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. I speak the blessing of the Lord. I speak multiplied and abundant grace. Father, I speak favor beyond measure. Father, I speak exponential increase and multiplication. Father, I thank you. Favor with God and with man in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, listen, sow your seed today. But for those of you who are sowing, and listen, we have the needs of the ministry. Listen, help your prophet here. I have just, my God, the Lord has put me on a path of getting my MFA, the Master of Fine Arts, at the College of Vermont College of Fine Arts. And listen, when God says, listen, with all your getting, get understanding, you must go and put faith in action. Now listen, last week, hey man, let me go get this here. It says we use this from Dr. Revan Ike. He says, when you believe in the presence of God within you, you become God in action. So understand this. You sowing the seed today. Help me. There are things that I need to go do my residency. I have a residency where I gotta go to the college for 9 days, the first 9 days of the semester. And I need to take care of the things with the ticking and all that type of stuff. Listen, sow your seed today and sow it so that I can go and begin this journey. Amen. This is, oh my God, when you understand that when God calls me to go back to school for 2 years and get this MFA, so that way I can fulfill the next part. Okay, it's preparation for the next part. Come on now. Woo, listen, we don't tell you to do anything that we're not doing, okay? So sow your seed today. I need to raise up at least $700 to take care of flights and all this good stuff. So listen, sow the seed. Listen, if you can do the whole $700, go ahead and do it. If you can do the whole $557, but sow the seed and then put next to the seed, amen, for Prophet Michael, glory, residency, okay? Prophet Michael residency, okay? This is going to go to my residency. I got to go there for 9 days and meet the teachers, my advisors, and they prepare you for the next semester, amen? But listen, I know it's God's timing, because for what God, see, he always, the leader must first go through anything he tells those who are walking in faith with him. Ooh, come on now. This will be your time and season. Preparation for purpose. That's what grace is for. Thank you for joining in. We're going to see you next week. Don't miss the daily bread. Be blessed.